From Atlanta to San Francisco, new stadiums are dotting the skylines, and even more are in the works. For teams, the new structures mean added revenue and modern conveniences for fans. But in order to make way for the new, you have to get rid of the old. And yesterday morning, Pittsburgh's Three Rivers Stadium was the latest to go.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
The mood was hardly a somber one. The implosion was followed by a fireworks display. Restaurants with a view of the site hosted parties, and thousands of onlookers crowded streets. Craig Kaczynski was one of them. He drove from Steubenville, Ohio, with friends to watch the demise of one of Pittsburgh's storied landmarks.
We slept in a car with no heat. I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Steven Spencer watched too. He wasn't sure what he thought about losing the stadium.
It's a little sad. You know, grew up in this stadium, so, you know, I have mixed feelings about it, but need the new stadium so we can keep a few free agents. Maybe we'll be a better team, so.
Three Rivers Stadium opened in 1970. It was home to Pittsburgh's professional football and baseball teams, and both would find success on their new field. So much so that for a time, Pittsburgh was called the City of Champions. The Pirates won two World Series there, and it was at Three Rivers Stadium that Pirates right fielder Roberto Clemente got his 3,000th hit. Bob Prince, the voice of the Pirates, was there to call it.
Bobby hits a drive into the gap in the left center field. There she is. For a double. Papers flying. Everybody standing. A double for Roberto.
It was Clemente's last at-bat. He died in a plane crash a few months later off the coast of his native Puerto Rico. Three Rivers was also the home of one of football's dynasties, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The team dominated the NFL during the late 1970s, winning 4 Super Bowls. But it took a miracle for the Steelers to win their first playoff game back in 1972. Jack Fleming describes the play later called the Immaculate Reception.
Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's caught out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going.
Terry Bradshaw's deflected pass was caught by Franco Harris just inches from the ground, and he ran it in for the game-winning touchdown. The Steelers and Pirates have new ballparks of their own now. The Pirates play their first game in PNC Park next month, and the Steelers' new stadium opens in the fall.